Los. Okay, but we'll try our best. I didn't really sleep much last night. Moshe's wife called me at about 2:15 in the morning. No. Moshe's son called me, and then I spoke to her, and I didn't sleep much. So the Torah gives koyach, so let's try and learn together, Be'ezah Hashem. We said yesterday there exists a concept of either din or a pshara. And that's learned from the pasuk, tzedek, tzedek, tiradof. You have to pursue two types of justices, the justice of din and a justice of pshara. It's not chas v'shalom arbitrary. The Gemara explained. Remember, the Gemara gave the moshel. Two boats or two camels that cannot go through the same passageway at the same time, and we have to have some way of deciding who should go first. And we do have various different criteria. Who's bigger? Who's more loaden, who's further, etc. But in the event that it's all equal, then hatil pshara beinei, they're going to have to come to a compromise. They're going to have to sort themselves out. So too in Bezdin, there will be occasion where Bezdin will say, they will push for a pshara. What's better, a pshara or din? So Rashi says, neither is better. And that's what the Torah is telling you. Tzedek, tzedek, tirudah. If you have to pursue both of them. Do any of you remember there was a Yid who lived in Bet Shemesh called Shimshon Weiss? Do any of you know him, Shimmy Weiss? Rabbi Avraham, you remembered him?
I've heard of him. Actually, I know his stepson.
So he passed away a few years ago, unfortunately, also was ill at the end of his life. And he told me the following. He had what he thought was a very genuine claim against his landlord. He was in a rather expensive apartment, which he was renting, and there were a lot of problems with the apartment. Mold and other problems, which he insisted that the baldira, the landlord, ought to fix. And there's no reason why he should have to pay for it, rather the landlord should. And for whatever reason, the landlord refused. And I spoke to him at the time and I said, I really think you should go to Beis Din. Finish, let the Beis Din sort it out. Instead of fighting with him, you go to the Beis Din. So he told me he went to the Beis Din and he came prepared, obviously, with a whole thick file of forms and documentation proving everything that he thought was to be correct, and he may indeed have been so. And they were given a certain time to come to the Beis Din, and they came to the Beis Din at that time. They sat there in the waiting room, and things seemed to be running late. So the secretary of the Beis Din emerges after a few minutes and says, I'm terribly sorry. We're still just finishing up a previous case. We might be a little bit delayed. Okay, no problem. We'll continue to wait. So they sat there, the two of them, Reb Shimi Zichrono Levracha and his Baldira, and they could hear through the door, they could hardly not hear, yelling and screaming between two people who were having a din Torah. And it was quite clear, you could hardly hide the screams. It was quite clear they were talking about two business partners who had fallen out. And there was a yelling and screaming match between them, and the language was terrible. Eventually, when that particular case finished, it was their turn to come in. They come in, they put their files on the desk there, and the din Torah is about to begin. And Reb Shimi stood up and he said, I'm hereby dropping the case. He says, what do you mean? You've booked a turn in Bezdin, you'd be waiting all this time. Why are you dropping the case? He said, because I've been sitting outside these last few minutes with our interior delayed. And I'm hearing two business partners who clearly must have been good friends when they set out together with dreams and ambitions and a vision together. And I'm sure they were great Yedidim. And look what it's taken them to. Now they're busy yelling and cursing each other. He said, I'm not prepared to fall out with another Yid, even though I think I'm right. But it's not worth, chas v'shalom, to get to a situation where we end up like the previous two people who were once clearly Yedidim and now Soinim Zeh Lezeh. He said, it's not worth it. All the money in the world is not worth falling out with another Yid, and I hereby drop the case. And he told me his Baldira was in total shock. His Baldira came up to him with tears pouring down his face, and he just gave him a massive hug, and I said, how can I thank you? I don't know what happened after that, whether the Baldira maybe did try and pay a little bit, but that story should be an inu neshama for Reb Shimi, a very dear friend of mine. But our koponim, this brings us back to our Gemara. Sometimes the Bezdin have to pass on a din, absolutely clearly, and sometimes there's a pshara. One side can decide that I'm hereby compromising, I'm forfeiting my rights. I can insist on 50-50, I can insist on 100, whatever it may be, it's my rights to choose. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Tzedek, tzedek, tirudof. We're now learning another principle from this tzedek, tzedek pasuk. What are we learning? Says the Braisa, tzedek, tzedek, tirudof, haleich, achar, bezdin, yofe. We understand that tzedek, tzedek, tirudof is an instruction to the dayanim, which it clearly is. But here we're learning that it's an instruction also for those people who are going to seek the dayanim. Tzedek, tzedek, tirudof, you should pursue justice. Go to the best bezdin. Go to the bezdin that you think are most likely to pasken the din, le'emes. For example, says the Gemara, Rabbi Eleza, Acha Rabbi Eleza Lelud. It would be very advisable to follow, go to Rabbi Eleza if you're in Lud. Or Acha Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, Levroir Chayil, a place called Broir Chayil. So the Gemara is giving us two examples of two tremendous Talmidei Chachamim. And if you're in the vicinity, you'd be best advised to go to their Bezin. That would be a fulfillment of the Pasuk of Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirudif. Says the Gemara, having just mentioned this place called Broir Chayil, the Gemara goes off topic a little bit. Tana, Koil Rechayim Baburni. If ever you hear the sound of a Rechayim is a mill. If ever you hear the sound of a mill in Burni, Rashi says Burni is a name of a place, then you should know that Shavua HaBen, Shavua HaBen. Shavua HaBen is really the code word for Shalom Zocha. Look at Rashi. Koil Rechaim Sheneshmoin. If ever you can hear the sound, the voice of a mil baburni, which is a mokim, Shavua HaBen, Shua HaBen. Simon Hu, that must be a sign. Sheyesham bris mila, that there's a bris coming up. Kamachriz, it's as if this rechaim is an announcement, and it's saying kamachriz va'oim, as if to announce and to say, Shavua haben kan. There is the week of the child. As we know, the Bris Milah takes place after a week on the eighth day. V'harei chayim, what's that got to do with a mill? Why is the mill the sign that there's a bris? V'harei chayim is a simon l'shchikas samamonim. The rechayim is a sign of the grinding of herbs. Shchikas samamonim, as we know from Hilchos Shabbos and Refuah, they used to grind herbs in order to make medication. Which medication would be needed over here? Lemakas hatinoik, for the wound that the tinoik, that the baby would endure, you needed to treat the baby. So the rechayim would be the telltale sign that there was a bris going on. Now, what does that mean? Why would I need that sign? Why can't they just send an email? Why can't they hang up signs in the shul? Says Rashi, v'shas gzeiras hamalchus hoya. We're talking about a time where there were decrees against Klal Yisrael. Shegozru shaloi lomu. They decreed that bris milah should not be done. Therefore, v'hoyu yureim, they were afraid lahoitzi koil. Therefore, they were afraid to announce in any public way that there's a bris coming up because they might end up in trouble. After all, the malchus, the government had made a decree that there should be no bris milah. So therefore, they were afraid, pikuach nefesh, they could not get the word out that there's going to be a bris. So what do? V'kavu simon zeh. So they were a kaveh, they're established that if ever we want to announce there's a bris, the rechaim will be the telltale sign. We cannot tell people about it, we cannot advertise it, but the rechaim will clearly do it in a very loud fashion, and that will be the sign as we're grinding the herbs in order to produce medication for the tinnik. So we'll do it very loudly, and that rechaim will be the simon that there's a bris coming up. That's what happened in a place called Burani. Now go back into the Gemara. That's what it means. Koil rechayim b'Burani. If ever there was a sound of a mill in Burani, then Shavua haben, Shavua haben. That's an announcement as if to say there's a bris, there's a bris. Says the Gemara, Oir haner b'broir chayil. That's why we're mentioning this, because we just spoke about Breuer Chayil a second ago. If ever you saw the light of a candle in Breuer Chayil, then what would that be a simon? Says the Gemara, Mishteh Shom, Mishteh Shom. What does Mishteh mean? That there's a party or a chasana. Says Rashi, Oir Haneh Breuer Chayil, Bayoim. If there'd be candles, you'd spot a candle, let's say, through the window, even at daytime. Oy, neirois nirim harba balailo. If you'd see a lot of candles at night, more than the average. Simonhu, that would be a sign, kemoisha tsoyik, as if to scream out and to announce, mishteh shom, mishteh shom. Bris mila, says Rashi, kori shavua haben. Why is the Bris Milah called the Shavua HaBen? As we said before, Al Shem Shu L'Soif Shavua, because it follows the week. As we know, Bris Milah has to take place minimum after a week. That's why it's called Shavua HaBen. So either way, the Gemara went off topic slightly because we just now said that Tzedek, Tzedek, Tiridayif, you should pursue the possible, the best possible Bezdin. As an example, the Gemara said, go to Rabbi Yechonon Ben Zakkai and Breuer Chayil. So whilst on the subject of Breuer Chayil, the Gemara mentioned something interesting historically about Breuer Chayil and also this place, Burani, that Klal Yisrael cleverly had a simon through which they were able to advertise either a bris milah or a chasna, and that was either the mill or the candles. Okay, back to our subject. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbono. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdoiv, haleich, achar, chachomim, li yeshiva. What does that mean, chachomim li yeshiva? Look at Rashi. Achar chachomim li yeshiva, beis havad. We've discussed the beis havad in the past. This is the place of assembly of the great Dayanim. Shesham bezdin kavua. That's when the bezdin kavua would assemble. Kagoin, for example. Achar Rebbe Elazar Belud, That's what the Gemara now says. And the Gemara gives a number of examples. Achar Rebbe Elezer leLud, Achar Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai leBroer Chayil, Achar Rebbe Yeshua lePekiyin, Achar Rebbe Gamliel leYavne, Achar Rebbe Kiva leBnei Brak, Achar Rebbe Masia leRoimi, Achar Rebbe Chanan leBen Tradyain leSichni, Achar Rebbe Yosi leTzipori, Achar Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira leNetzivi, Achar Rebbe Yeshua leGoyla, Achar Rebbe leBeis Shaorim, and finally Achrei Chachomim leLishkas Hagozis. Lishkas Hagozis, as we well know, is the Beis Din Hagodol. Rashi says Achrei Chachomim is the Sanhedrin Gedola, is the great Beis Din. If you're able to get there, then you should go there. You might well remember, by the way, we discussed early on in the perek, can the loiva or the malva force the other party to go to one particular Beis Din? And ultimately we said, no, if the malva wants to stay local, he can. This is obviously not a contradiction to our Gemara. The Gemara is telling you, ideally, you should seek out the best Beis Din. Having said that, if the malva so decides that he wants to stay local, then the loiva has to go along with it. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. It's difficult for me to carry on, but we should just say Basura's Tevis. Anybody's planning on attending the Levaya, it's today at 4:30 in Bet Shemesh.
Somebody, I heard a story from Reb Waxman that somebody approached a big tzaddik and said, I need a bracha to be a matzliach in my case at Beis Din. I have a case against somebody in Beis Din, so can you give me a bracha to be matzliach? He says, what are you talking about? I can't give you a bracha to be matzliach. I don't know if you're right. I don't know if you're wrong. I don't know the case. I give you a bracha that you should have emes and tzedek. You should have what's supposed to happen should happen. That you should have the clear, Beis Din should be clear and give you the right. I'm not going to give you a bracha. So I was thinking when it says here, tzedek, tirdof, the nature of man is to say, I want to find a good Beis Din because I want to win. Because I want to win. But tzedek, tirdof really should mean, Hashem is the tzaddik of all tzedek, that you should, in your life, always, tzedek, tirdof, always look and hunt down the most righteous thing. Make an error on the side of righteousness, on the side of Hashem all the time, and it'll work out for you. It's not like find the base Beis Din because then I'll win because I know I'm right.
That's like getting a good lawyer, right?
Yeah,
right.
That's not tzedek means you know find Hashem in everything you do and be a tzaddik. You know what I mean. Go for the righteous, like what Shimon, I knew Shimshin Weiss.
You knew him?
I knew him. What a good guy. Yeah. He and I were involved in a business deal that we couldn't fulfill because he got sick.
Mm-hmm.
So it all came to an end. But we had a good business idea together.
He but also, he got like sick. You, he like huh? You, was a tremendous Baal Bitochin. He learned Chayus Havavas Shar Bitochin literally until his last day again and again and again.
He had a much harder life than me. I mean, he had a hard life.
Yeah, he lost a lot of money. He was swindled, I think.
Wasn't he divorced or something and then remarried and something? I don't even know. He had a hard life.
He had a very expensive art collection, which was tricked and whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, we should have a surah, Tavis, and Miss Hashem. Okay, be well. Cult of.
Okay.